Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, 4 o'clock on this December 15th program, my final program on The Fan after all of these many years. So going through the afternoon, all callers all day. I'll get to some more in a couple of minutes. Brothers Supply is New York's number one source for ICAP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Contractors and property managers partner up with Brothers Supply for all of their needs, all your air conditioning needs. Call today for a quote or visit online at brothersupply.com. Remember, Brothers Supply has it in stock. Now, whether you play baseball, football, basketball, or hockey, or just watch them from the comfort of your own couch, the last thing you need is back pain and muscle weakness. That could be keeping you on the sidelines. Now, if it is, go to Inglewood Hospital and Medical Center. Their expert joint specialists and their joint and spine specialists are dedicated to keeping your body in peak performance. So go to Inglewood Hospital and their medical center's joint spine and specialist today at 866-980-3462. That's 866-980-3462. Or visit them online at inglewoodhealth.org. So make sure that you're feeling good these holidays as we head towards the holidays. I got a couple hours left with you as we get ready for another week in the National Football League. We'll have picks later on. Began last night with Denver's come-from-behind win against the Colts. Colts, I think quarterback makes a difference. Look at the Colts season with what's going on with them this year. And fell to 3-10 on the season. The season with no luck for the Colts. And it has been a very unlucky one, to say, so to speak. And Osweiler was unbelievable last night. I mean, he played like a star. He had 150 quarterback rating, a couple touchdowns, ran for another one, looked very, very good. Remember, we have Saturday games this week. Lions hoping against hope that they're alive against the Bears. Chargers, red-hot Chargers. Everybody loves Chargers. Chargers favored on the road in Kansas City. Battle of 7-6 teams leading that division. Winner of this game, most likely division winner. So very big game between the Chargers and the Chiefs this week. Elsewhere, you have Buffalo and Miami, both thinking about wild cards. Long shots at best play each other. Baltimore keeps their wild card hopes alive when they take on Cleveland. You have obviously Jets and New Orleans in a tough game, take on the Saints. Eagles on the road with Foles against the Giants. And then you have Carolina hosting Green Bay, enormous game there. Packers need to run the table, and they will have the services of Aaron Rodgers. And I've seen a couple of places where guys have said, oh, remember, Aaron Rodgers has got to knock off the rust. He is going to have a tough time. He is not going to play well. This is going to be like training camp. I could not disagree more. First of all, if Aaron Rodgers was having any issues with that, you know, completely restored shoulder, which has got a lot of metal in it, he would not be playing. He would not have been cleared. First of all, I've heard he's looked great at practice. Secondly, he is going to be fresher than he's ever been in a week 15. No hits. His legs are going to be completely rested. His body's completely rested. He's going to be fresh as a daisy. He's not going to be beat down. He's not going to have bruises on his hands. He's not going to have all kinds of ankle and knee woes and everything that he usually has at this time of year. He's going to be as, really, it's going to be like it's just the opening day of the season. He's going to play great. That's what I expect. Now, whether they make the playoffs is a long shot. That's a tough schedule. Carolina, Minnesota, Detroit, tough schedule. And if they sweep it, they still might not make the playoffs. So it's not like it's a given that they would. Houston, is that Jacksonville? Jacksonville, you know, is quietly 9-4. They have had a heck of a season. They really have. Rams and Seattle, big game. Very big game. As far as Seattle needs this game, get back to even in the division. They need that because the wild card's going to be tough for them. So this is a big game. And then the big one, New England at Pittsburgh. No one needs to give you the stats that Jim gave you yesterday. Brady versus the Steelers. You all know the saga. Brady owns the Steelers, la, la, la. We all know it. The question is, one of two things. Can Pittsburgh get A-gap pressure to pressure Tom Brady, or can they win a shootout with their offense? The answer is no to the first question, I believe, and maybe to the second question. Tennessee at 8-5. Better be careful playing against San Francisco with Garoppolo. Two games, two wins. In his career, four starts, four wins. Be careful. And then Dallas is in Oakland on Sunday night. I think the Cowboys will win that game against Oakland. And then Atlanta's in Tampa on Monday night. Tampa will try to play spoiler. Atlanta will try and get to 9-5. Atlanta's got tiebreakers against the world, against Detroit, against Dallas, against Green Bay, against Seattle. Tiebreakers against all of them. And they're 8-5, so a win here will give them a leg up to at least a wild card. And if Atlanta wins its last three, and they have this game, they have New Orleans, and they have Carolina at home, if they win those three, they win the division. Picks coming up in a little while. Let me get a couple more calls in. Ray in Connecticut, what's up, Ray?
Hey, Mike, glad to talk to you. I want to really tell you why I'm one of the luckiest guys in the country. My wife is as big a fan of you and the dog as I am, if not bigger. And 2 years ago, you announced the Mike and the Mad Dog reunion at right. Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
And if you recall, in like 2 minutes, the site crashed. Well, it was her birthday, and she said, honey, I don't want diamonds. I don't want any of this. If you can get tickets to that show, I would be so happy. Luckily, I did. Surprised her. We went to see the show. She had a smile on her face all night. You not only have a staunch male audience, but you have a very loyal female audience. And I want to thank you from my wife and myself.
What's her name?
For all you have done.
What's her name?
Her name is Pam.
All right. Well, thank Pam. Thank you, Pam, for being there and being loyal to us. We appreciate it very much. We appreciate everybody. So thank you. Glenn in St. James. What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? First time caller.
Thank you.
Long time listening.
Thank you.
Driving a Long Island Expressway every day on my way home, so you know what that's all about.
Yeah, I do.
But just wishing you a long, happy, healthy retirement to you and your family. And just a suggestion, not a suggestion, maybe a possibility that the fan and you and the dog man reuniting maybe 12 times a year, every Friday of a month, to give us a little fix of you guys. Something to think about. But if not, enjoy your retirement.
Never say never at anything. So, I wouldn't say rule anything in. I wouldn't rule anything out. That's all I can say. Anything is possible. Now, I don't know if that's probable, but anything is possible. So, we'll have to wait and see how things transpire. But thank you for being part of the audience and being a loyal part of the audience. Appreciate it very much. Jim in Westfield, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, Mike?
What's happening?
Not much. Been calling in for a while. And not to thank you is, you know, an understatement, but wanted to kind of call from a group of friends, many of whom call Ken and Trenton, Mike and Brick, a bunch of people. But more specifically, Vin from Flanders. And particularly apologize for my group of friends to you. Back in 2013, a phone call about Jason Giambi being a player.
Yeah, listen, nobody cares. We know it's not important. Really, it's just not important. So Jason Giambi stuff is not important. Tony in Manhattan, what's up, Tony?
Mike, God bless you, man. You know, to me, Mike, whether it was previewing the big game or recapping the big game. I don't think anybody gained the attention and the respect of the listeners and the callers the way you and Chris did back in the day, and then the way you've continued to do so solo. And I know you say everybody's replaceable, but that aspect of it, to me, is something that's irreplaceable. And, you know, I'm thankful you'll still be around, but, you know, it's similar to me. It's similar to the Yankees playing in the new Yankee Stadium as opposed to the old Yankee Stadium. It's the same team, but it's just going to have a different feel to it. And, you know, I've called you many times in the past, and there's one question I've been dying to ask you because I feel this is a topic that you have an expertise on.
Good.
And there's no right or wrong answer, Mike. I just want your opinion.
Good.
Who killed JFK?
Oh, I'm not kidding. I don't do.
Please, Mike.
I don't do conspiracy. Sorry, I don't do conspiracy theories. I never have. I don't discuss that. The answer is, you know what? I wasn't there. I don't know, and I'm not going to get into anything about that because I'm not. I've stayed away from that. I don't even like reading about it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There's a lot of things that don't add up, but I don't have the answers, and it's not something that I ever am comfortable speaking about. Because first of all, I don't know. And secondly, I'm not one to go into all these different, I know there's so, you could spend so much time on it and really not get anywhere except go around in a circle. Jack in Smithtown, what's up, Jack?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? It's
what's
an
happened?
Honor.
Thank you.
Get through. I called almost like 100 times, I think.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say my buddy Tim in Long Beach got tickets to Radio City a couple years ago, and I thought that was going to be it, but glad to talk to you today. The one thing I wanted to ask, because you're a big horse guy, and I'm not really a horse guy. No one really brought it up over the past couple weeks. The Islanders situation in Belmont, I just wanted to know your thoughts.
Oh, I have a little insight into this.
You're a big horse guy. And I'm not,
well, it's not just that. I happen to know some people who are involved, and I can tell
well,
you.
I believe the Wilpons and Dolan are involved.
Yeah, you will both be involved. They will both be involved. There's a couple of things that that's not the hard part. The hard part is the other part, is the participation of the city, because it's not as easy a lift as you think it is to what has to be done to the racetrack, to how what has to be done to the railroad spur. You know, people say, well, you got a railroad spur there. You do have a railroad spur there, but you don't have a railroad spur that is brought up to code. You don't have a railroad spur that is there that can be utilized in the wintertime. You have a railroad spur that was utilized only in the summer months that has to be winterized, that has to be really changed in a lot of ways. So there's still a lot of expense with the railroad spur. There's still a lot of expense with the track. There are certain things that have to happen. Now, the most logical use of that land, that anyone, and there will be a participation of that land and a use of that land. The most logical and reasonable and acceptable to the people in the neighborhoods is the hockey arena. With, you know, on that grounds, the racetrack, maybe a hotel and a hockey arena and all of it on that ground there. And you have a very good chance that within 30 months, and they say, well, that's how long it would take them to get it built, 30 months, you could have the new home of the Islanders right there at Belmont Park. And there's a very good chance of that. I think more than anything else, then the question is you're going to say is, where are the Islanders going to play? They can't play in the Garden. They just don't have the dates. It's not going to work for them in the Coliseum, and it's not going to work for them unless things get changed around in a big way at Barclays. They could play at Barclays. It's humanly possible they could play at Barclays, but not likely. It's not possible that they play at the Coliseum. They could play maybe up in Hartford. That's a possibility. Also, they could move games where they play 20 games here and 20 games here and stuff like that. But most likely, they can find a way to house them for the time, and they think they could do the arena in 30 months. But the commitment from the owners and the league is for them to stay and build it there. That's right now. I'd say right now the odds on it being staying and being built there is probably about 70-30, yes, something like that. Here's the Minkman.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.